Hi everyone, and welcome back to Buzzword Mix.
酒馆的进阶口语课第十七期课程正式开放早鸟价报名。除此之外，近期我们也准备推出高级口语辩论课程 B2 Plus， 专为 B2 以上的口语达人准备。快来酒馆打造更优秀的自己吧！咨询课程请联系小助手，微信号是 LULUXJG， LULU 就是露露， XJG 是小酒馆的汉语拼音首字母。我们在酒馆等你。
In today's buzzword mix, our buzzword, well, it's not so much a word, but three letters. WFH.
今天的 buzzword 是三个字母 WFH. 但它并不是什么专业术语，而是一个很简单的首字母缩写。
WFH is an acronym for Work From Home, which describes work being done remotely instead of at an office.
中文里我们把它叫做居家办公。
Now, during the pandemic in the past 2 years, many organizations across the globe transitioned their employees from the office to WFH.
在疫情的这两年间，我们很多人都有过 work from home, 居家办公的经历。
To talk about WFH, we need to take a look at how work and workspace has changed. Traditionally, work is done in an office. A business functions in a physical workplace.
在传统的认知里，我们大多数人的工作都要在一个专门的实体办公场所
physical workplace
进行。
But this is changing with the progression of digital transformation.
但是数字化转型改变了这一切。
As software capabilities become more complex and business processes come to rely on them more, companies are finding that many of their employeesare no longer bound by a physical workplace in order to work efficiently.
现在很多企业都发现员工的生产力和工作效率不用受到 physical workplace 的制约。
Instead, telecommuting or working from home can be just as efficient.
其实在疫情之前也有类似于 WFH 的概念，比如 telecommuting, 远程办公。只不过是在疫情期间各大媒体的报道，包括官方政策里，都会用到 WFH.
If we're saying in the beginning of the pandemic, companies had to transition their employees to WFH, then post-pandemic, some companies and employees might be choosing that option willingly. According to an American survey in mid-2020, post-pandemic, 32% of employees say they never want to return to working in the office.
在去年年中，美国的一项调查结果就表明，在被调查的员工里，有32%决定即使在疫情之后，也希望能将居家办公进行到底。
These are often employees with young kids who live in the suburbs. For them, the commute is painful, and home can be rather pleasant.
这群人一般家里孩子比较小，住在郊区，不愿意受每天的通勤之苦。
But then you have the other extreme. 21% of the people surveyed.Say that they never want to spend another day working from home. And these are often young single employees or empty nesters in city center apartments.
不过在另一个极端，受访者中的21%可是一天也不想在居家办公了。这些一般是住在市中心公寓的年轻单身员工或者是空巢的中老年人。
I'm not sure if you do the same survey in China, you would get the same results.But based on the two extremes, it's quite obvious that some people see the upside of working from home and others are more focused on the problems. Working from home has some clear benefits, which I'm sure you already experienced, so I'm not going to go into that. But what are some of the concerns about remote work in the long term? And some of the main concerns include the first one, it's very difficult to manage a hybrid.Team. Here, hybrid team means a mixture of people who work in the office and people who work from home.
首先是对所谓混合团队的管理 hybrid team, 也就是指有的公司一部分人会居家办公，而另外一部分人则会照常去办公室上班。这里面就会出现效率、团队建设等等等等的问题。
And the second very real concern is the risk to diversity. In one research done in the U.S., Among college graduates with young kids, women want to work from home full-time almost 50% more than men.
第二个担忧其实是有关性别之间的不平等。因为根据调查，
同样都是家里有孩子，女性员工就会比男性员工更愿意居家办公。This could mean that women who choose to work from home more might be held back when it comes to a promotion. 而这种男女之间选择的差异就有可能成为女性职场发展的制约。Now, if you think about your company, and think about what WFH means to it, is it just an emergency plan in the beginning of the pandemic, or has it really considered the long-term possibility of WFH?
那你所在的企业单位究竟是把居家办公当作应急措施，还是有长期的居家办公打算呢？
Well, here are the four signs a company is actually invested in WFH long-term.
所以我们就来看看真正准备长期投资远程办公模式的企业会做的几件事情。
Number one, to provide money to set up a home office for their employees.
提供资金帮助员工配置居家办公空间。
Number two, clear remote work tools and policies.
有长期居家办公打算的公司会配置实用的远程办公工具和清晰的居家办公政策。
Number three, set up social groups.For remote workers.
保持和员工关于居家办公进行深度的交流。
And the last but not least, having a clear statement on the future of work.
把远程或者居家办公明确为企业发展方向。
So if your company is showing these signs, chances are they're getting ready for the new age of working from home. Now let's move on to sample sentences.Sample 1. The government has just put in place new WFH guidelines to cope with the spread of Omicron. The government has just put in place new WFH guidelines to cope with the spread of Omicron. Sample 2. Some believe that WFH policy can boost productivity and lower organizational costs. Some believe that WFH policy can boost productivity and lower organizational costs.
你听懂了吗？关注公众号露露的英文小酒馆来获取更多拓展内容。
So what do you think about WFH? Would you like to continue to work from home after the pandemic?
期待你的分享，我们下期见。